WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Our topic for this episode gets the blame for some weather occurrences, but it also exists on other planets other than Earth. I'm talking about the jet stream. Jet streams are fast-flowing, narrow air currents that meander through our atmosphere as well as the atmosphere on some planets. For us, the main jet streams are located near the altitude of the tropopause, and our westerly winds, that is, they're flowing from west to east, but may have substantial northward or southward components. The paths of jet streams often have a meandering shape that may resemble a sine wave, but jet streams also start, stop, split into two or more parts, combine into one stream, or flow in various directions. The strongest jet streams are the polar jets at 30,000 to 39,000 feet above sea level, and the higher altitude but somewhat weaker subtropical jets at 33,000 to 52,000 feet. The northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere each have a polar jet and a subtropical jet. The northern hemisphere polar jet flows over the middle to northern latitudes of North America, Europe, and Asia, as well as the intervening oceans, while the southern hemisphere polar jet mostly circles Antarctica throughout the year. Jet streams come about due to two factors: the atmospheric heating by solar radiation that produces the large-scale polar, feral, and Hadley circulation cells, and the action of the Coriolis force acting on those moving masses. The Coriolis force comes from the planet's rotation on its axis. The polar jet stream forms near the interface of the polar and feral circulation cells, while the subtropical jet forms near the boundary of the feral and Hadley circulation cells. One way of visualizing a jet stream is to think about a river. The river's current is generally the strongest in the center, with decreasing strength as one approaches the river's bank on each side. This analogy leads to jet streams being known as rivers of air. There are other jet streams occurring in the atmosphere. During the Northern Hemisphere summer, easterly jets can form in tropical regions, typically where dry air encounters more humid air at high altitudes. Low-level jets are also typical of various regions, such as the central and southeast United States. The location of some of the jet streams are used by meteorologists as an aid in weather forecasting. If you've ever flown on a commercial airliner, you may have encountered the jet stream, as flight time can be dramatically affected by either flying with the flow or against the flow, resulting in significant fuel and time cost savings for airlines. Often, the airlines work to fly with the jet stream for this reason. Clear air turbulence, a potential hazard to aircraft passenger safety, is often found in the vicinity of a jet stream, but it does not create a substantial alteration on flight times. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.